Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. The first generation Xers started turning 50 this year, and that's the population that was born beginning 1965 up until about 1980. Now, 50, of course, as we all know, is that golden age, not quite the most golden, but that special age when you begin to consider retirement. Catherine Collinson, who is the president of the Transamerica Institute, is back to share some findings about Generation Xers and where they stand in these big issues. Catherine, what'd you find out?
Our annual retirement survey yielded a really scary finding. 45% of Gen X workers say they prefer to not concern themselves with retirement until they get closer to the date.
Wow. I mean, that's scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah. You mean
they're at an age where they need to be hunkering down and focusing on retirement, and they're backing away from it.
So the fact is, if you've gotten to 50 and you haven't really done anything meaningful, you're really behind the eight ball.
Indeed. And it's important to point out, Gen Xers still have time to get back on track, but they've got to start focusing right now. They can't wait or procrastinate.
Okay, so what do they need to be doing, and fast?
First off, they need to take a hard look in the financial mirror and take stock of exactly where they stand in terms of their savings. Then calculate a retirement savings goal so that they can figure out where they're at now and where they need to be. And what's really important for Gen X is they're in their sandwich years, and they're likely juggling their jobs, kids, even looking after aging parents. And while they're taking care of everyone else, they've also got to make a point to take stock of their own situation and take care of themselves.
You know, it's funny. We often refer to the baby boomers, who obviously came up in an earlier period when there were traditional benefit plans offered by companies and the notion of Social Security would see you through your golden years. So you would think that Generation Xers would be a little more savvy, a little more tuned in to the reality that they need to take responsibility themselves.
Well, poor Gen X has, quite frankly, gotten lost in the news. A Google search yielded 18 million hits for millennials and fewer than 3 million for Generation X. There's so much attention on the boomers retiring and millennials in the workforce that poor Gen X is just getting lost in the shuffle.
What are the three things, for instance, that Generation Xers can do and should do right now?
In addition to calculating their retirement savings goal and taking stock where they're at, save as much as possible. And that may mean some belt tightening and cost cutting. However, they're investing in their future. And there is a bright spot. As people turn 50, they're eligible to make catch-up contributions to their 401ks and IRAs above and beyond the usual IRS limits. And lastly, something that I talk about all the time, keep your job skills up to date. That can be extraordinarily useful in increasing your earning power so you can save more, and your marketability.
So the takeaway here is, if you're 50, if you're the Generation Xer, and you haven't been saving, it's a little concerning, maybe a lot concerning, but there's still time.
It's never too soon or too late, but for Gen X, it's really important to start right now.
As always, Catherine, there's good advice, and there are a lot of resources at transamericainstitute.org. Thanks, as always. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.